The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, going through these crazy, crazy times. Like the pandemic wasn't enough. My goodness gracious, stay in your home. Don't touch your face. Everything. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Don't watch it. The virus will jump and leap into your eyes if you look at a surface. It's that sensitive. Don't look at another human. You will catch the coronavirus. Oh, my gosh, what an embarrassment how we handled that. The scientific community, the biggest fail. Then all of a sudden, do not you get near each other. We're opening it up. The governors, the mayors acting like there's some kind of royalty. Don't do this. You got a business? You're not getting paid? Well, we're closing you down. But Governor, I gotta pay taxes. These massive taxes. But Governor, we have to pay the toll that you raised on the New Jersey Turnpike and on the Parkway. We just want to open our business. No, you can't, because we said you can't because of this pandemic. And all of a sudden, there's riots and everybody's spewing who knows what at each other. By the thousands, tens of thousands in the streets, and no one talks about the pandemic. And here we are. It's a mess. You know what I love about you is that you are civil, you obey the law, you understand and appreciate law enforcement and the stellar job and the heroes and the heroines in the NYPD that have they are handcuffed by the politicians. I love you for understanding all that, and we love you for listening. And I know I'm emboldened by you that we will get through this. I mean, I got to open the mic every morning. I got to figure out the world is ending. What else is happening? I mean, really, you know what I'm saying? Oh, goodness gracious. But so I'm more determined than ever to make this work. And I'm looking for the president to step up and read everybody literally the Riot Act, just like that. 877-970-2999. We appreciate you being with us. Mike Gallagher, he's going to pick up the baton. I'm off to Liberty University. And we're doing some great things down at Liberty. I'll let you know about that. So I'll be broadcasting from Virginia tomorrow, or Wednesday and Thursday, you know. And then we're back on the air. We're staying on the air all week long, and I'm there. I don't want to stay off the air. I'm afraid to turn my back. If I turn my back for a second, what's going to happen, right? Right? So we want to stay with you, and we appreciate you being with us. Congressman Jason Lewis is a former congressman from Minnesota, longtime Minnesota radio talk show host, and a Republican candidate for the United States Senate in Minnesota. Congressman, welcome to the show, sir. Great to have you with us this morning. Jason Lewis is with us this morning. Great to have you with us, Jason.
Hey, Joe. Great to hear your voice. Thanks so much.
Yeah, but what station were you on there, man?
Oh, gosh, I started out at the Hubbard station. That would be KSDP. They've got the ABC affiliate here in the Twin Cities, and then a talk station. Then I went over to iHeart and launched an FM talker there for another 10 years.
So
all in all, over 20 years in the Twin Cities, syndicator for five. You know the business. I don't have to tell you about it.
Shout out to our friends Salem Media in Minneapolis at the Patriot. You know, I broadcasted from there with my buddy, with Mike Lindell. We've had a good time. Oh, great, great team over there. I love that.
Been on the Patriot many, many times. Great little franchise here.
Yeah, it really is. Congressman, Minnesota, one of our favorite places in the world. I mean, land of lakes, man. How are things going in Minnesota right now, sir?
Well, I think you hit on something, Joe. We ended up suing the governor over the overreach of a lockdown that is devastating Minnesota businesses, especially in greater Minnesota. You know, the difference between the city and upstate New York. We've got the same dichotomy in Minnesota. And I will tell you, I think that has added to this chaos that we are seeing right now. This nation was on edge. Imagine this. You have a governor in Minnesota that imposed a stay-at-home order for law-abiding citizens, a mayor of Minneapolis that had a mandatory mask policy for law-abiding citizens, but they delayed and obfuscated and would not impose a curfew and enforce it for days of rioting. Now, what is wrong with this picture, Joe? When you should use a curfew, when you should impose those restrictions, yeah. you don't
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
But prior to that, for 2 months, you devastated Minnesota workers. And that's what added to this tinderbox, I have no doubt.
Yeah, thank you. I said that all along, Jason. It's exactly what you, it was a, my gosh, if this wasn't a recipe for absolute chaos, it's what happened. And I have to tell you, man. You know, and again, it's easy for us to say, and I respect you for getting into the arena, Congressman. You're running again, and you're in the arena because we watched the mayor, and he seems like a nice young fella, and then we watched the governor, and I just had a wince. I said there was no control over there, and then you got Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. And where's Ilhan Omar in all of this? I mean, what kind of representation? And it's a beautiful, beautiful state. And Minneapolis is a great city with great – Mike Lindell was one of our all-time favorite people there.
Yeah.
But the representatives, what's going on in that regard, sir?
Well, I think we're at a tipping point in Minnesota, and that's why I decided to jump back in, Joe. I went through a very, very tumultuous first term of the Trump administration, and when we got a ton of things done, from regulatory reform to tax reform
yeah,
to
man.
Career technical education reform to juvenile justice reform to fixing the VA – all of that done in 2 years. But I will tell you, it was not without cost. I was getting out of the shower the morning. In fact, my wife was in town, and she said, Jason, you won't believe what I just heard. Steve Scalise was shot at baseball practice.
Oh, God, yeah.
We went through this. I ended up getting threats. I ended up with protesters on my front lawn when I was serving in the House. This has been a long time coming, and now we're seeing the roots of this radical leftist socialism. That is not about George Floyd. It ceased being about George Floyd on Wednesday
That's
night's
right.
riot.
That's
this
right.
is about an agenda by people who will attain power by any means necessary.
Yeah, right on the money.
That's very, very scary.
Yeah, Congressman Scalise is a friend. He's a friend of the show. What a great, great man he is from Louisiana down there. Hey, Congressman,
yeah.
great chat. If I can, I don't even want to bring this up because I'm very, very pro-law enforcement, and I hate when they start with, well, let's look at all of Minneapolis Police Department because you got one bad actor.
Yeah.
One bad actor, and they're saying, oh, no, racism is within the Minnesota Police Department. They need better training. Give us your take on this whole thing and why this guy that I don't even want to name the killer
yeah.
on the air, but
right.
this guy did what he did to George Floyd. I mean, right. you can't blame all the police officers of the Minneapolis Police Department, can you?
Well, fortunately, you know, growing up, I didn't know much about the cops because I didn't have much interaction with them until I married one. My wife served on the St. Paul PD for 7 years. Her
wow.
dad was
wow.
there for 30.
Wow.
And I will tell you flat out, no one dislikes rogue cops more than other police officers.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
And they get a bad rap from this. So to paint this swath, this wide brush that all police officers are bad, and to almost pull another Reginald Denny yesterday for that semi driver because of it, has nothing to do with rooting out the bad cops. It has everything to do with this exploiting a tragedy for Antifa, for the resistance, for Indivisible. These are the groups that are behind this, and they need to be held accountable.
You know, it's so true. Now, did Amy Klobuchar, did she have the chance to shut this quote-unquote bad cop down, and she missed that opportunity? Is that that's what we're hearing. Is
she
that
was
correct,
the
Congressman?
Yeah, she was the Hennepin County attorney when another complaint was filed against this fellow.
Yeah.
She then was out of that position and in the Senate, I believe, or transitioning once the actual charges took place. But she's had a problem with the community for quite some time. People forget when she came back from her one of her presidential trips, Black Lives Matter disrupted her hometown rally.
Right, right.
So
right,
I don't believe yeah. that she's in the running any longer. But look. We've talked for 10 minutes now, and nobody even knows who I'm running against. Tina Smith has been all in on this stuff. Tina Smith, my opponent, who was replaced Al Franken, the appointed, she's the accidental senator, Joe. She was appointed lieutenant governor, then appointed senator. But she is a resistance Democrat, an Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Democrat, who literally, when she was on a working group as chief of staff for the Minneapolis mayor, came out against a demonstration permit for protesters at the GOP convention in Minnesota in 2008. Oh, they don't need permits. She's been all in on this. On Saturday, she issued a statement that I thought was inflammatory, talking about righteous protests. And really, look, she's a former executive at Planned Parenthood. She held up COVID aid so the abortion clinics could get more taxpayer money. She's out there. But I will tell you, she's so ineffective, half the Senate doesn't know who she is. And that's who I'm running against.
Well, and you know, I know that many of us remember you from your days as a substitute host for the great Rush Limbaugh before you were elected.
That was always fun.
Tell us how important local radio is at a time like this, Congressman.
Oh, that's really a good question. Let me tell you something. I've spent probably 6 or 7 weeks on what is called the Iron Range. We import of all the rare earth minerals this country imports, 80% come from China, and yet we're sitting on the world's largest reserves of copper, nickel, platinum, you name it, on Minnesota's Iron Range, and environmentalists like my opponent Tina Smith won't let us mine, putting these middle-class families out of work. So I've been up there getting these Trump Democrats to support us, and I'm driving from on the Iron Range way the tip, all up by Virginia and Hibbing, all the way over to Brainerd, and I'm listening to the local 6:50 a.m. Vikings game last fall, and I will tell you, as you know, it's very, very difficult to get that kind of information locally on the internet. That's where radio thrives, these smaller markets where they want to get the farm report, they want to get high school football games, and that's where it's really healthy. It's tougher in the big cities, as you know.
Yeah. So how's the Senate race looking so far, man? I mean, I look at Minnesota, and I see, you know, my former SNL colleague, Al Franken, what he went through, what he did. It's just, and now you see the ineffectiveness of, and again, not to attack the, it's not so much the Democrats. They turned into these progressive socialists. I mean, it's an uphill battle for you, Jason. Yes.
Yeah, well, it is, but I think the dynamic has changed to such an overwhelming degree that even Politico had an article that Minnesota is now a swing state because of the lockdown and now the rioting. I think it's waking people up, Joe, and people are saying these are, to your point exactly, these are not Scoop Jackson, Hubert Humphrey Democrats any longer. The resistance has taken over the Democrat Party, and we don't like what we're seeing.
Yep. Hey, is Mike Lindell going to be your next governor out there, do you think, Congressman?
Well,
come on.
We just did a virtual little fundraiser with Mike not long ago, and he's a good friend. Who knows? We'll twist his arm a little bit. But keep your eye on Minnesota, Joe. As Minnesota goes, so goes the nation, right?
Yeah, you're right. And we wish you all the best. Jason, listen, you got the airwaves here anytime, brother. God bless. And thanks for a great chat this morning. We appreciate you joining us, my friend.
I hope folks can go to Lewis4MN. That's LewisForMN.com, buddy.
Yeah, that's a vital vote right there. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it very much. Jason Lewis. He's running for the Senate in Minnesota. Hey, Joe on the radio, 917. Let me go. Can I grab a couple calls real quick? Oh, first of all, we have a winner. I know what we're going through, and I know it's just a terrible, terrible time. So I appreciate when we can deviate for a second. That we have a winner on this. The name of the game, by the way, is a Sing for Your Supper. You can get it on Amazon. This is a lot of fun. The lyrics that Al read before, I'm so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed. It was from Albert, the answer to the lyrics
Sunshine
from what song?
Of Your Love from Chris.
What was I thinking?
Sorry. Hey, listen, apparently a lot of people
Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce.
Right.
Huh?
A lot of people knew the answer. They jumped right in. We had a bunch of calls, and we got a winner.
Have you played the game yet, Al?
You know what? I had it pieced out over the weekend. I tried to play it, but my wife didn't want to play along because she doesn't like to sing. So, you know.
Well, you can come over and play with us. Yeah.
Did you know the answer when you were reading that, Al? Did you know the
answer?
Well,
I knew ahead of time. So, I mean, that's
okay.
You know, I mean.
Well, the winner does not want to be mentioned, but we congratulate him. He's from Whitestone. We appreciate I'm not going to say anything. We appreciate it very much. So Sunshine of Your Love was the name of the song, and I am I am just handily embarrassed right here on the air. I should know that because I'm a Cream fan. But I don't know that I could hear the lyrics of that song. I just meant it's dan 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 bom 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 bom.
Right.
Ginger
so,
Baker's drums coming.
So,
in. That's
so
all
here's
I remember.
Here's what we're gonna do going forward.
Yes.
At some point during the 6 or 7 o'clock hour in the morning, you will hear starting tomorrow. Yeah. You'll hear the song that we're going to do for the concert.
I love it.
I'm not going to tell you.
It.
You know, no. You just got to be listening to our bumper music when we come back from break. One of those songs will be a clue to tell you what the next next answer will be, and that's tomorrow.
One request.
Sure.
High energy song.
I make no promises on that. They give you a certain amount of clues, but we'll have some fun with it. Trust me. It'll be fun.
I appreciate it, Albert. Thank you, Frankie. Love you guys. 19 after 9 o'clock. All right. We'll go to the calls when we can. I'm so sorry. The phone's just blowing up this morning. You know what? I love that you're involved, man. Hey, Charlie's right next to me. Hello, sweetheart. How you doing? We're going to Virginia. You ready to go down tonight? You ready to go today, huh? You going to stick with Daddy right there where we work? We're going to broadcast from down there. You ready for that, too? Right from Liberty University. Liberty University, proud to tell you, we'll be down there. 20 after 9 o'clock, and Debbie Duhame is out there. Will Chesney coming up. Richard Nicotra, you don't want to miss Richard, our good buddy as well. And you at 877-970-2999. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning to you, Charlie. Let's see what's happening out here right now as we travel to Brooklyn. DeKalb Avenue is still blocked off by Malcolm X Boulevard. Ongoing fire department activity from a building fire. Still pretty solid on the westbound BQE into Metropolitan Avenue. They're doing construction. Eastbound BQE slowing down up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. We still have police department activity from the overnight protests over on Spring Street into Lafayette Street. And let's take a ride, see what's happening. Harlem River Drive. That's pretty busy down toward the RFK Bridge. They're doing construction northbound Van Wyck getting up and out toward Jamaica Ave and also the Jackie Robinson westbound right into Metropolitan Avenue. Some ongoing construction as you head through that area as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 72. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, high of 77. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I want you to build up your immune system. Why? Because I love you. I love you. I appreciate you being the great person that you are, kind enough to, you know, be a good citizen of this great country. I know you, and I worry when I see these viruses coming through, and I see the stress now that we're all under. I mean, you know, think about it. We're locked in, and it gets stressful, locked in, and you're just going through this pandemic and this lockdown that our government officials insist that we do, right? And then it goes from that to riots, and now you really got to stay home because your life is on the line. This is very stressful. And what alleviates the stress, and because the stress will attack your body, which will cause disease. This is how I know. I just know this because I had cancer in 81. Believe me, I'm turned into a hypochondriac. I follow this tooth and nail, and I know of what I speak. And when I tell you have to build up your immune system, you have to do it with antioxidants. You know, like fruits and vegetables. And that's what Balance of Nature is. They're fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. It's just like that. It's genius what Dr. Howard came up with. I'm telling you. And this is me speaking. This isn't any clinical FDA study. This is me. And your pal Joe's saying, Balance of Nature, it really works. It fights off the free radicals in your body that cause allergies and colds. And you know, that it makes your skin look better. I'm telling you, people say, oh, my hair looks better since I've been taking Balance of Nature. But most of all, it builds up your immune system against all this stress that we're going through now. We at least try it, because you know what the Howards offer you now? This free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. How about that? Here's the number for Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Do what we're doing on the morning show. All of us are on the Balance of Nature train, and we want you to jump on board. You can go to balanceofnature.com. Be sure, please, to use the promo code The Answer.
It was my 5th birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee, aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Ask yourself why some of the billionaires in the world are buying gold. When billionaires like Sam Zell begin buying gold, perhaps it's time we listen and follow suit with our own personal investments. Gold is a hedge against currency depreciation and inflation. It's also the safest store of wealth amidst any kind of economic downturn. Take David Einhorn as one example. Einhorn founded Greenlight Capital in 1996 and surged that fund from $900,000 to as high as $11 billion. Einhorn believes that the central bank's recent stimulus efforts will push up the value of gold. He keeps 10% of his firm's value stored in gold bullion. These are just a few of the world's wealthiest converting part of their wealth to gold. It's time you should, too. If you're interested in knowing more about gold, platinum, and palladium, call Noble Gold for a no-pressure consultation. We have the most experienced representatives and an exclusive pipeline to metal sources with an unblemished track record. Visit us at www.noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347 to learn more.
Elder here from my friends at besthotgrill.com, who make the Hot Fast Solaire infrared gas grills. Stop replacing your worn out grill every couple of years. Buy a Solaire grill that's built to last. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program. Just use coupon code HOTLARRY for a discount on your demo. That's HOTLARRY at checkout for your 2-weekend trial. Learn more about these USA made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Chris Tessine is a veteran and former paratrooper. He teamed up with Jason Green, owner of Medic Air Solutions and Magna Flood, to help business owners open and restart their businesses after COVID-19. If you're a business owner, you know how important it is to get the economy back on track. You know, that means opening our doors while finding a way to keep our customers and ourselves safe and healthy. That's where Medic Air Solutions comes in. Medic Air Solutions can provide your business with a touch-free biometric scanner. This is so cool with what Chris and Jason came up with, what they came up with. It's called the Checkpoint. So you don't, if you're wearing a mask, all the customer needs to do is look at the screen, right? Boom, tells what the temperature is, and you'll know whether that person is safe to come into your business or not. This is really a spectacular invention. Medic Air Solutions. We want to get the economy back on track. Now, for more information about this Checkpoint, this touch-free biometric scanner, you got to see it. Call 929-800-4205, please. 929-800-4205. Today, let's get America back to work.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. You found AM 970 The Answer. Proud to be called home by 2 out of every 3 news talk listeners in NYC. AM 970 The Answer.
Oh, now you play it. Now you got it. Oh, sunshine of your love. Oh, yeah. I needed this earlier. Hey, Joe Piscopo, the radio. It's 9:27. Will Chesney is a United States Navy SEAL and dog handler who took part in the Bin Laden raid. Hey, Will, welcome to the show, my friend. The new book, by the way, from Will Chesney, No Ordinary Dog. Great to have you with us, and thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on. Good morning.
Well, Will, for people that don't know, tell us a bit about your role with the Navy SEALs. You know, Rob O'Neill is a buddy, but in general, specifically during the Bin Laden raid.
I like to say that night my job was to basically babysit Cairo. Cairo was the Belgian Malinois working dog that I had on the raid that night. And his biggest tool would be his nose. So my job would be to put him in the best position to utilize his nose. Our job that night was to do sweeps of the perimeter, and Cairo was looking for any explosives, any IEDs, any tunnel systems. Once we were done securing the perimeter, we made our way to the inside where we did sweeps of the same thing. We were looking for any IEDs, explosives, anywhere somebody might be hiding. Yeah. Anything that might get somebody hurt. Once we were done conducting our sweeps inside, we made our way to extraction, and we made it back safely. And I remember landing at the hangar and looking around and seeing all the guys were alive. Everybody was okay.
Yeah.
We accomplished the mission. It was done. And I got to do it with my dog. So it was a moment, you know, I'll never forget that moment. It was a very great moment.
Wow, and thank you for your stellar service, Will Chesney. My goodness gracious! So wait a minute. So you have to sweep the perimeter before everybody goes in, and you got split second timing, especially on that Bin Laden raid. So you had to land, and then you're like one of the first ones out with Cairo the dog. That's got to be tenuous to put it lightly, huh?
Yeah, it was a very intense situation, and there's a lot of other things that happened that it covers in the book, but every single person that had anything to do with this mission just did an amazing job considering how bad it could have turned out. And to think of, you know, we successfully completed it. It was amazing. Between, you know, the people that did the intelligence were amazing. Yeah. The helicopter pilots were amazing. My men on the team were amazing. Yeah. I was very fortunate to be part of it in Cairo. And it's an honor to be able to tell, you know, it's an honor to be able to tell Cairo's story for sure. And, you know, shed some light on some of the guys that have done some really heroic stuff that I'll never talk about, you know.
And God bless you for doing it. Did you have a weapon? Do you have a weapon when you have the dog? Do you carry a weapon yourself?
Cairo's all I need. No, I'm kidding. Yes, I did.
Yeah, man. I said, man, oh man, you're brave, brother. You go in there with the dog. That's a lot. Hey, I got that. Do you keep your rifle on you, correct?
That is correct. Your first responsibility is definitely being ready to engage in threats.
Yeah.
The
I
dog
love it,
is
man.
Just another tool to use that can help save people's lives. That's what they do. Yeah.
Did Cairo? I read here. Cairo actually saved your life.
Well, he had, one of the reasons for writing the book, it's a big piece of history. Cairo's name was released after the mission. And, everybody only knows Cairo from the one mission, but Cairo was shot even before that mission. He was shot through his chest and his leg where they had to put a steel plate. You know, he almost died even before then. And then that's just one story. And then the other missions, we went on lots of missions together. And then even at the end of his, end of my career and end of his career and life, you know, he helped me get through some pretty tough times.
Yeah. So what kind of dog was German Shepherd?
He was a Belgian Malinois. He might have had a little bit of Shepherd mixed in with him, but he was what we say is a Belgian Malinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Now, you wanted the Navy would not honor him with the Trident, the Navy SEAL Trident, because he's a dog, correct?
Yeah, I don't know how it all works, you know, paperwork in the Navy. It doesn't, it's all good. What matters is the actions. And what we got to partake in was just, it was a blessing. You know, that's what really matters. And then the story, getting the story out there. I only had one chance to tell Cairo's story. And I think me and Joe Layden did an amazing job. And that's what really matters. You know, it's a piece of history and it's done right. Everybody seems to be loving it. They really do, and that's it makes me really happy. It's very important, you know.
Will Chesney, before we let you go, Will's a United States Navy SEAL. The book is No Ordinary Dog, talking about Cairo, and who took part in that Bin Laden raid. So this domestic terrorist organizations like Antifa and all that's going on now, in your mind, I mean, the quickness that you display, the military prowess that you display, I mean, that stellar execution, literally, that the SEALs display, how would you deal with these Antifa thugs?
I'll just say everybody, you know, come together. I mean, I don't know why, but I know what happened was a terrible thing. I think that's just try to be prepared. And then I think a lot of training has to do with it, too. Some people may not be prepared, but these days, I mean, I know things are a little terrible, but I think we should all try to come together.
Yeah. All right, man. Then, Will, thank you. Yeah, thanks for your service. No Ordinary Dog. We'll check that out. And you know what? Thanks for your service as a Navy SEAL. We'll appreciate it very much, man. God bless you. And
God bless you as well. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Will Chesney, No Ordinary Dog. Rob O'Neill's my buddy. He went in. He took the kill shot on Bin Laden. I don't know how those guys do it, man. And maybe, you know, dogs. I'm a dog guy. And Cairo is the name of the No Ordinary Dog, that book from Will Chesney. Hey, 9:33 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. I'll try to get I'll try to get my computer of that has the call screeners on it back up and running. Right now, let's take a break for Al Gattulo. Al has the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 934. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open just about 4 minutes ago. It is down a little over 100 points, just about 0.5%. In early trading. Officials say the unemployment rate on Long Island is through the roof, with last month's unemployment figure soaring to 16%. That's four times the rate reported in March before the COVID-19 outbreak hit. Back in April, some 262,000 jobs were lost, or nearly 20% of the region's job market. Experts will be watching to see how the figure will be affected now that Long Island has started its reopening process. Residents of Monmouth County can expect mail-in ballots or applications soon for the upcoming July 7th primary elections, which will be conducted entirely by mail. County freeholders say party-registered voters will receive a ballot, and those unaffiliated voters will receive an application allowing them to choose a party. All ballots will be postage-free. In sports, the first glimpse of at Madden NFL 2021 will have to wait. EA Sports postponing today's planned look following George Floyd's death, the video game company issuing a statement saying it will find another time to talk football, but now is the time to stand with the black community and commit to change. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. We're still seeing police department activity downtown on Spring Street, getting out toward Lafayette Street from last night's protests over there. Now, watch for some slowdowns at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, inbound lower level. That's a disabled vehicle. Grand Central Parkway East at Kew Gardens, construction on the ramp to the Van Wyck, going out till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Jackie Robinson westbound at Metropolitan Avenue, that's construction. And the Van Wyck northbound, getting up toward Jamaica Ave, construction there as well. Southern State Parkway eastbound, they're doing guardrail repairs, heading out toward the area of Merrick Avenue over in Nassau County. And if you're taking a ride to Central Ave over in Kearney, it's construction getting up past the Pulaski Skyway as well. Watch for some slowdowns on the New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes north at 10. A disabled tractor trailer, he's over in the right lane. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Source Farmhouse Brewery presents the Source First Annual Home Brewer Competition. We're in an interesting time. We're stuck at home. Why not brew your own beer, and better yet, enter it to win a huge contest? 32 beers will compete head-to-head in a blind taste test competition for 4 weekends in a row. The championship round will be broadcast live August 2nd from Source Farmhouse Brewery. The winner will receive a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work with the Source Brewers to scale up and brew their home brew on the pro level. They'll go through the process from A to Z, brewing, cellaring, packaging. You'll get to work with the branding and marketing team at Source on naming, label design, and all things release and launch related. You'll also receive the first inaugural Source Home Brewer Cup trophy, a swag pack, and a $200 Source gift card. Head to am970theanswer.com to enter and sign up for your chance to have your home brew professionally brewed at the one and only Source Farmhouse Brewery, am970theanswer.com.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No. That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Relief Factor. I'm telling you about Relief Factor. I love this 3-week quick start for the discounted price just 1995. I talked to Pete. I talked to Seth. I know these guys, the father-son founders and owners of Relief Factor. I said, I'd love you to come on the show. And now we're advertising for a Relief Factor because everybody's taking Relief Factor and they love it. 100% drug-free. We'll get you out of pain. And now, you know what Pete said and Seth? They go, Joe, on your show, when we first make the entree onto your program, we're going to do this special offer just for your listeners to get them started. It's a three-week quick start at the discounted price of $19.95. That's a dollar a day to help you get out of pain. After that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The three-week quick start at Relief Factor. We're all doing, listen, rather than me tell you, let's listen right now, if you would, to Margaret.
I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
I hear these miraculous stories all the time. Now, the three-week quick start is only at ReliefFactor.com. We're doing this together, ReliefFactor.com. You can call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
64% of News Talk listeners in America's number one market. Can't be wrong. AM 970, The Answer. Welcome home. This pandemic has been tough on all of us.
What is America to me?
It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances, our families. But you know, it's also brought out some of the best in people. We've seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. So throughout this crisis, we're highlighting a New Yorker who has gone above and beyond right here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Here's another everyday hero.
Richard Nicosia, he's the co-owner of the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island, has done so much for charities throughout Staten Island, so much helping his fellow community members there right in the great borough of Staten Island and all around New York. Richard, welcome to the show, my brother. It's great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Joe. I'm here with the other co-owner, my wife, Lois, right next to me.
Hi.
You got two of us for the price of one.
Hi, Joe.
Lois, how are you? You know, do you guys ever separate? I swear to you, I don't think
no.
I know.
Never. We're with each other 24-7. In fact, it's our 41st anniversary.
Oh! Oh, my God!
It'll rain like it rains every year for 41 years. But we love being with each other, and it's worked. You know, one marriage. Well, you had what? One, well, maybe two marriages, right? Well, how many times you were married?
Just
right?
A couple. Just a couple. Yeah, but really, both of them combined doesn't make up 41 years. I mean, really, hey, Lois, you always look so happy living with Richard.
I mean, yeah, really, it's
it's a joy. Well, you know what I think helps you guys? That you concentrate on business and you enjoy what you do so much. I mean, you got the Hilton Garden Inn. Lorenzo's our favorite club. Now, I hesitate to do this. Before we get into what you've done, Richard and Lois, we have to postpone. Let me use the word postpone, Richard. Our Lorenzo performance on July 31st because Mayor de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, they're not opening anything up. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a real shame because your show has been sold out for months, a packed place. But, you know, both, you know, we own the Hilton Garden Inn and we own the Hampton Inn and Suites. And both hotels have really been, for the most part, out of business for the almost last 3 months. In fact, today we are turning on the reservation system for rooms for the Hampton Inn and Suites Hotel. So today is the first day that will take reservations again. We have all kinds of rules and regulations on how to get in and all kind of cleaning procedures. But the cabaret, we're kind of taking the lead of what they're doing on Broadway. You know, they're not having any shows at least until September. And then that September, they will reevaluate it. So we're just waiting when the government says that we can reopen in that kind of a venue. So we will have you back. I mean, people can call and get their money back for the tickets. If they want to leave their money when the tickets are there, when we reschedule, they'll get the best seats. Mm-hmm. But it's up to them. We don't want to, you know, we want to, you know, it's unfortunate. We're not going to keep anyone's money. And we can't wait till you come back again and have plenty of towels for you in the room. Because you keep stealing our towels. But when you come back, we're going to double up the towels.
It was like Frank Sinatra and Steve Wynn. I know, I get the reference. But you know what? I was thinking, Richard, Lois, why don't we do this? Why don't we just open? I'm ready to go back like now. I mean, I know we got to worry about the commandants who are running the state. I understand that. But forgive the reference. But we should hand out Balance of Nature. We got sponsors, Boomer Naturals masks, you know, face coverings, and then maybe some hydroxychloroquine on the side. I'm just saying, just as a kind of an upsell, you know, in case, God forbid, something happens. Hey, Richard.
I'm a little on the chubby side, as you know, and I don't look good in stripes. So the last thing I need to do is open and then get put in jail. And then I got to eat bread and water. There's no ravioli there.
Orange isn't your color, Richard. Okay, I got it. Yeah, I got it.
I'm going to wait until they say we can do it. And honestly, we want to make sure the most important thing that we have is our employees, and their health is the most important thing that we have. So we want to make sure that we're ready and the city is ready. And when somebody comes back to the Hilton, they're going to feel safe. So the amount of procedures that we have in place already and what we're going to do when we finally reopen, you'll feel comfortable about coming to Lorenzo's, to the cabaret and seeing you perform.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, you're so good. We appreciate that. Tell us about this special food truck event you guys are hosting with Sysco.
Yes, we are. Sysco is one of our vendors that we have, and we're partnering with them this Thursday, June 4th. And it's going to be an event where people can order ahead of time. They need to order by June 3rd, place their orders, pay for it online, so it's touchless delivery. They pull up to our Nicotra's Ballroom entrance, and they'll get all the food that they ordered put right in the trunk of their car. But the best part is whatever, you know, Sysco wanted to pay us for this, whatever money we get, we're going to give it to a very worthwhile organization on Staten Island called Project Hospitality, which is run by a wonderful woman, Reverend Terry Troya, and she really helps those people who are in need of food. So all the profits that we make for that day, we're giving to Project Hospitality.
Look at you guys. You don't stop. You pick up your order at the Hilton Thursday, June 4th, drive up to the Nicotra's Ballroom entrance, and Richard, I know you guys will be out there delivering the boxes to the cars yourself, and you could go, and Lois, correct me if I'm wrong, shopmetronewyork.cisco.com, is that what that is?
Yes, it is, shopmetronewyork.cisco.com, and Cisco is S-Y-S-C-O.
This is great. God bless you guys for what you're doing. I'm telling you, the Nicotras do so much. And tell us, Richard, you've just been named to be part of this Coalition for New York City Hospitality and Tourism Recovery?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on a conference call with all these high and mighty people all over the city, and they thought that they should have, you know, somebody from Staten Island. So they were scraping the bottom of the barrel, and they got me. But it's interesting. You know, we love Staten Island. We think we're the best place in the world. You know, we always want to do better here and take care of Staten Island. So we will come back. I mean, this has been devastating for us to be closed for 3 months. Has been tough. Today, as I said, we're going to open up the reservations for the Hampton Hotel, and we're also going to open up curbside pickup for Lorenzo. So even though you can't come in and eat, you can order, you know, from 11 to 8, and you could have, you know, lunch and dinner, and we'll bring it out. I may bring it out with a mask, gloves, hazmat suit, and, you know, whatever. So it's interesting to be on a committee with all these high-powered people around the city to try to figure out how we're going to come back. I mean, what are we going to do to come back? Will ever be the same? How long is it going to take? Mm-hmm. And I think Staten Island should have a voice in that, because, as you know, we're famous for being the forgotten borough, as always and always and always. So that they reached out to us is flattering. So I will try to do whatever I can because we need to get back to work. We need to get our employees back to work, and we need to get Staten Island back to work. We need the restaurants to reopen, and we need to live. This has been, really depressing.
I think that's why we're seeing to your point. That's why you're seeing the disturbances. How is Staten Island in that regard? With protests wise, Richard, pretty quiet, I hope.
Well, you know what I'm proud of in Staten Island, and the people are protesting, but they've been protesting civilly. They've been walking, and from what I know, there's no been burning up cars or houses and whatnot.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
everyone
yeah.
has the right to protest, but on Staten Island, we're a different breed here, and I think we're classy, educated, wonderful people who want to get our voice heard, and it's not always heard here on Staten Island, especially being part of New York City and New York State. But in this case, I think cooler heads are prevailing. So far, so good here on Staten Island.
Richard and Lois Nakocha, they're the co-owners of the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island. That's Lorenzo's. We will be there soon enough. And again, just a plug, if you can go to shopmetronewyork.cisco.com, they have an event there. And don't forget, takeout at Lorenzo's. Richard, thanks for all that you do. Lois, we love you. Thanks for all that you're doing for the community.
We love you
God
too,
bless
so.
You guys.
Thank
oh,
you.
We appreciate it. You're heroes to a lot of us, and we appreciate it very much. God bless you, Richard and Lois.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. Richard and Lois Nakocha, they're really, at this point, they're young folks, but they're legends there in Staten Island for all they're doing for the great community of Staten Island, New York. 9:50, it's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Debbie's out there on the roads checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Richard and Lois. Nice to hear you. Let's see what's happening right now on the westbound belt getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. That's an accident off on the shoulder to watch for. Jackie Robinson westbound into Metropolitan Avenue. One lane blocked with construction there. The Van Wyck North into Jamaica Ave. Some ongoing construction through that stretch as well. Let's see what's happening here on Spring Street. We're still seeing some police department activity. Spring Street into Lafayette Street. That's ongoing police department activity after last night's protests over there. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. DeKalb Avenue is blocked at Malcolm X Boulevard with ongoing fire department activity as well. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the southbound side of the New Jersey Turnpike. At this point, you're okay by exit 10, but the northbound New Jersey Turnpike exit 10, right on that ramp, it's a disabled tractor trailer. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, you know, when I originally called in, I said I was 87 years old and I'm walking around like an 87-year-old guy. I said, this can't happen. So when I started on the Balance of Nature, I would say within about 7 days, 10 days, I started to feel better. I have more energy now than I can remember. I kind of reached the goal as far as I was dragging around the house, and now I walk with a lot more energy. So I've heard your advertisements for years, and I've heard the stories, and I was just saying, yeah, I think this is time for me to stop moping around the house and do something. And it worked. Within about 10 days, I'm feeling much, much better. Being the fact that it's not medication and it works that well, I mean, come on. You could sell it for something else.
Seriously, I thought it was going to be so horribly expensive that I couldn't afford it. And these Balance of Nature capsules are so reasonably priced. I mean, I am shocked. When you think about going to a store and getting all the supplements and vitamins and all the things that you need, Balance of Nature fruits and veggies are so much less expensive and so much more perfectly natural.
I try to eat healthy, but there's no way I can get the nutritional equivalent in my diet that I get from my Balance of Nature. What you eat today determines the kind of cells your body's going to make tomorrow. Instead of eating, 15 pounds of vegetables, you can take this product. And I think in the future, from taking Balance of Nature, my body's going to be making a lot better quality cells. I'm really excited about this product. You're going to get enough to make a big difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy today and becoming breezy this afternoon, high 72. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 57 in Midtown, but 48 to 53 in the cooler suburbs of the Hudson Valley and northwest New Jersey. Now, tomorrow will turn out mostly cloudy. There may be an afternoon shower in spots, especially north and west of the city, to high 73. On Wednesday, intervals of clouds and sun becoming breezy, much warmer and much more humid. Watch out for a shower and thunderstorm or two, especially in the afternoon, the high 88. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. Many real estate agents say all the right things just to get your business, you know that. But good luck getting them to make time for you after that, right? Well, if you're retiring, you're selling your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They're unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. And Lewis is great. He's a great kid. Look at kid. I'm old, but Lewis, he's a young guy, and he's doing a great job. Lewis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate, right? They'll be with you every step of the way. They'll get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar. Calamine and Company Real Estate, they specialize in selling estate-owned properties. They're regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogate's court. And you know what's great? They have a 100% success rate. A 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Now, they have offices in Brooklyn and Queens and Manhattan and on Staten Island. But while you're hunkered down, you know, and we still can't get out, you might want to call 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go please to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Don't forget Mike Gallagher's coming up. Charlie, okay? You want to say hi? You got the dog? You made pancakes.
Hi.
Charlie, she's 9 years old, and Dad's got all the girls in the house, right? And we're about to take off for Virginia. We're going to Liberty University, and we're going to broadcast from Liberty University down there. Got a lot to do. We're going to stay in track. We're going to stay on track with everything that's happening in New York and around the country. And we're going to have some great interviews from down there. And I appreciate you being with Daddy. You're such a good girl. And the big news, you made pancakes this morning. You made them yourself. I remember when you couldn't even do, you go, da-da, do-do, da-da, da-da. Now you're making the pancakes. Number one dad. Yeah, oh, that's me, right? Right? You're so cute. I love my girl. Hey, Joe on the radio, and gosh, I see the phone calls. Let me go to Lou if I can real quick. We don't have much time, but I wanted to get Lou on the air. Good morning, Lou. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, Joe, and have a good trip. By the way, I think that the idea that this becomes a federal investigation into these groups is way long overdue. We've got to find out who these outsiders are. We have to find out why these these demonstrations have been organized in shopping areas and in residential areas where they're wealthy people. This is not an accident. They're using the good people as a cover to create their chaos and stuff like that. And we have to remember in our background, by the way, Joey, remember that a couple of thousand people from the United States and Europe joined ISIS. So we've got that type of people here in this country, and we got to find out who they are.
Yeah, I agree. Well, with a great phone call, Lou. Thank you. And I see the other calls. I apologize. We'll get to them as soon as we can. Please call in tomorrow. And with all that's going on and all the devastation and how you and I see right through it, exactly what's happening. And, of course, with our hearts and with our love, we send respect to the George Floyd family. We understand that. But we're a great country. We're a great nation. And we're a great nation. We're a mosaic of all the great people from around the world here in the United States. And we're going to make it through that. And a shout out to Bob and Doug out in the space station. How beautiful that was. That was a beautiful moment that we very much needed over the weekend. So stand fast. Stay strong. We'll make it. God bless you. God bless America. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Business owners are cleaning up major damage in lower Manhattan after suspected looters broke into stores overnight as part of the police brutality protest. They smashed the windows and took items from a number of high-end stores in Soho. like Gucci, Nike, and Kate Spade. The Post reports a number of people arrested in connection with the looting appear to be young men. They were among the hundreds arrested overnight as a mass number of people protested the police custody death of George Floyd. A Port Jefferson ice cream shop with a large sign reading Impeach Cuomo is being told to remove the sign or face a fine. The 60-square-foot banner hangs over Roger Frigate Ice Cream Shop. Village officials say the owner is violating the sign code, and officials say the owner never applied for a permit. The shop could be fined up to $2,000 a day. And the shop's general manager says the sign will stay because they want the governor to hear the message. Nurse Myrna Richard, resting in her Manorville home this morning after spending more than 64 days in the hospital battling COVID-19. Most of her more than 2 months were spent in the ICU at Mather Hospital in Port Jefferson. The 55-year-old left the hospital to cheers and applause. Today marks the start of what promises to be a busy hurricane season. Weather experts predicting as many as 19 named storms, including up to 10 hurricanes. Hurricane season runs through November 30th, and storms typically peak in August and September. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside. If you have to go out, wear a mask and practice social distancing. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.